dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
They are who we thought they were.
We are two wild and crazy guys.
And then we're going to find our best friend Doug. And then we're going to give him our best friend hug.
Tony, you ain't me.
That just happened.
What would you say you do here?
We're going streaking through the quad and into the gymnasium. Come on, everybody!
It's the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Monday, start of another week. And Doug Duda along with Big Daddy Tony Davis, our producer engineer Derek Stenson. Glad to have you along on this Monday. Coming up on the show today, a lot of spring game talk. Want to hear from you. Fire your emails off to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Steve Sipple from the Lincoln Journal Star will join us to get his thoughts and where Nebraska is going into the summer and, of course, eventually into fall ball. Also on the show today, in the second half of the program, we're pleased to be joined by Ohio State head football coach Jim Tressel, who will be in Lincoln tonight for the Fellowship of Christian Athletes banquet. Tom Osborne on hand. They're real busy. They had a banquet last night, named their student athletes of the year, but this is a separate deal at the Devaney Center. Should be very well attended. And Jim Tressel, head football coach at Ohio State, and of course all the Ohio ties that now surround Nebraska, and Frank Solich is at Ohio, and Coach Tressel at Ohio State, and the Politi boys and group taking care of Nebraska. So he's going to join us in the second half of the show. Steve Sipple will join us in our next segment to talk spring football. And one thing I want to get out of the way so we don't get away from this, because the NHL playoffs are going, the NBA playoffs are going, and I know Daddy wants to break down the NBA playoffs. We've had some upsets in both, Daddy.
But more the NHL, I think, than the NBA.
The Avalanche. Derek talked me out of taking San Jose.
Yeah, they're up 2-1 right now in that series, so it's interesting. Once you can go up 2-0 as an 8th, or a 2-1 as an 8th seed, 3 games in, that's pretty good.
But let me get this off. This is the rant for the day.
I know, Derek. I told you.
Yeah, we had this peg before you came in, Doug.
What is it?
The rule in golf.
Right. I knew this morning this is the way it would be. Ladies and gentlemen, because Brian Davis called the penalty on himself, it didn't matter. He had to make that 40-foot putt just to push Jim Furyk's 3-foot putt on the playoff hole. So calling the penalty on himself did not give the tournament to Jim Furyk. He did not give. He gave the tournament to Jim Furyk with back-to-back bogeys earlier in the round. So that penalty did not give Jim Furyk the victory, as everybody is saying, this morning. Now, maybe he takes a little more time and gives that 40-footer a little bit better read. Yes, there are miracles, and who knows? Yeah, maybe they push that and they go play 2 or 3 more playoff holes, and he ends up winning it. But again, it's just garbage. Absolute garbage time again. Golf, yes, this has nothing to do with the honesty aspect of Brian Davis saying, hey, I broke a rule. I broke a stupid damn rule, but I broke a rule. Again, I'm not a great golfer. Anybody that knows me knows that. But we get rid of stupid rules in every other sport. The NFL constantly, during the season, they are changing rules. The NBA changing. Major League Baseball has even put instant replay in. My God. Golf, it is time to step up and get rid of so many stupid, stupid rules. He gained an advantage by moving a twig that was in the ground. No, it wasn't planted in the ground, so that's why it's a penalty. Had it been growing out of the sandy reef there at Hilton Head Island, it would not have been a penalty. But because Slugger White could go up and move it with his hand, it's a penalty. Someday, somewhere, it's going to cost a legit winner the win in a major, and you will never hear the end of it. Get rid of this signing the scorecard first. If there is ever another incorrect scorecard signed and they are DQ'd, it's just hogwash, because we are so far past everybody keeping everybody's score on the computer. 50 guys are keeping the score. So don't tell me, this is back in the day when maybe somebody cheats. In the 30s, the 40s, the original days of golf before that, when you only had you keeping your own score. Maybe two people keeping your score. Get rid of some of these idiotic, outdated rules in this time when everybody else is starting to do the same thing. And not do it because everybody else is doing it. I already hear the email. Click, 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 click. No, do it because it's the smart thing to do.
Douglas, would you like to explain for the people out there? Basically, the ball was hit left of the hole into...
Well, basically, anybody that gives a damn knows what we're talking about. They saw the highlight. They know what's going on. The green near the ocean, near the water, it bounces off a couple of rocks, so it's down where he can play it because the tide's out. Some days that's water and it doesn't matter. The ball's gone. But it's not. It's laying there in some brush, your twigs, whatever it was, and he's got a shot at it. But the rules of golf is you can't ground your club, which means you cannot touch anything with your club until you strike the ball. Well, so he does all that. Very tough shot. Does all that. But on the way back,
in his backswing,
which is his swing, he grazes. I mean, they slow-mo it on TV. Go out and blow on your grass. That's what happened. Physically, mouth, blow on your grass. That's what happened. It vibrated the twig, and he came through and hit it in 40 feet by. It was a tough shot. It was about as good as he was going to do. And then he knew he did it, called the rules official over. And again, that took way too long. Either he did or he didn't. And they know he did, so is it a breaking rule? But anyway, then he says, hey, I think I broke the rule here. That's a two-stroke penalty, and basically that means the hole's over.
Game, set, match.
Yeah. So, weird that it happened in a playoff. If it had been on the 18th hole of regulation, that would have been a much bigger deal. But anyway, your thoughts, bull or no bull? That is our Ace Hardware bull or no bull question of the day. Fire off your thoughts. Do golf rules need to be addressed? And I know there's some people out there that are just diehard, I'm going to say it, old men that don't want anything changed because that's the way it's been and that's the way it should always be. Just like a famous movie quote that I'm going to try and come up with here because I can't think of the name of the movie, where Coming to America, it's a stupid tradition. Well, who am I to change it? I thought you were the king. Well, Tim Fincham, Rules Committee, I thought you were the committee. That's why you're there. Not to just always enforce rules, but to once in a while change the rules. And they have changed some rules. That's not a two-shot penalty anymore. It's one.
You know, that's a
Our
great...
bull or no bull question. Let me get this in, Tony. Brought to you by Ace Hardware and Garden Center, offering free in-town delivery. Kearney and Grand Island, email us to the Den Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Do golf rules need to be addressed?
I would just say that's a great quote to come up with because Derek obviously got soul glow on his hair today.
Wow.
Just let your soul glow!
Oh, yeah. A little soul glow.
I'm styling.
Okay, yeah, Douglas, I was in the production meeting this morning before you got here. That's exactly the route. I said, Derek, I said, wait till he comes in. I said, this is exactly where he's going to go because we've got the committee in football changing rules that ought not be changed. But they just think, we got to meddle with something, so let's just change some rules. At first it was, we got to speed up the game. Well, who said they were too long? Well, nobody did, but damn it, we got to speed up the game. Okay, whatever. Now it's the, wait a minute, taunting. Take away points. Penalties. If you start taunting on the 30, back them up to the 45. That's where the... No, wait. So you got those rules to me, then you got golf. It continues their traditions from the 17th century in Ireland or wherever they started at. Yeah, you're right, Doug. And when you say go out and blow on a twig, that's how far. It's not like he gained any advantage at all. Which you would think that would be the intent of the rule, is to gain an advantage for yourself. No. He moved it, and then, like you said, the deal went 40 foot by. nonetheless, that's that. And nothing's going to happen. It was a $400,000.
Again, difference. It didn't cause him to lose. Didn't cause him to lose. Well, we had a good time over at Schroeder's Smoked Foods and Grand Island on Friday. And I want to thank all the folks over there that helped put that on, Marlon and the gang, and our great guests from over the weekend. And then Daddy had a chance to slide over to Fauner Park. I heard you just took it to him. Took it to him. And then you were busy. We gave away some Royals tickets. And by the way, we've got a chance to give away some more. So be on the lookout. Even going to the Dent Popper inbox here, Brenda in Wood River says, my husband received one of the Royals family four-packs during your broadcast from Schroeder's Smoked Foods on Friday. They're all fired up. And now wanting to know if there's going to be more Royals tickets given away. Will you be having another ticket giveaway anytime soon? Well, later in the week, it's Royals Twins this weekend. I believe we're going to be giving away some tickets to Royals Twins baseball this weekend in Kansas City. So if you're planning to go to Kansas City anyway, or want to make a vacation trip before the summer really gets rolling here to Kansas City this weekend, be listening later this week on the Doug and Daddy Show. We will be getting together some Royals Twins tickets, and somebody's going to get a chance to win. We'll come up with a great game, something like coach or name in the phone book. It'll be something like that. Probably not that, but something like that. Also, I want to mention that Kearney Five Point Juniors and Kearney Little Caesars Senior Legion baseball team's parent meeting is tonight, Harmon Park, 6 o'clock. So would like the parents and players on teams of Kearney Five Points and Kearney Little Caesars to attend. Parents of the players on either team are required to attend. If you need more information, contact Dave, 627-7272. Kearney Five Points Juniors, Kearney Little Caesars Senior, Legion American Baseball, parent meeting tonight. It's a parent meeting at 6 at Harmon Park in Kearney. If you need more information, get a hold of Dave with the Legion Baseball Program, 627-7272. Daddy, what do you think of the NBA playoffs?
Well, it's one thing to watch these guys on TV, which this is the time of year people pay attention, around here at least, to the NBA. The excitement starts to build. You get a lot more energy. I will tell you this. By going to the game in Denver on Saturday night, you just have no idea how big these guys are. And to do, there's two high school kids, Jarrett Smith from Denver, C.J. Miles from Utah, that came out of high school. C.J. Miles, probably a name that a lot of people out there are saying, just tremendous, tremendous athletes. And the energy and the excitement for the NBA playoffs, if you get a chance to go check it out, really, just another level. The place is alive. The people are excited. And everybody in that West, you know, heck, it's not just the Lakers, folks. There's so many quality teams. You know, Lakers were tested against Oklahoma City, and Ron Artest, if anybody else guards Durant, probably goes down to the wire, but Ron Artest
can't take them out. That's great defense, ain't it? That's great defense. Put the thug on the kid and let him just push him all around. That's just, some of it's great defense, but seriously.
A lot of hands right in the face, though, when Durant normally doesn't have a hand in the face.
Exactly.
But I will tell you, they love their Nuggets in Denver, and they pulled away late in the game. J.R. Smith knocking down big shot after big shot. Carmelo Anthony, Kenyon Martin, and then you got Birdman. The guy's a Dennis Rodman. He's a show by himself. When the timeouts are going on, he's 15, 20 feet away, dancing, pointing at people in the crowd. No idea what's going on. On the offensive end, pays about as much attention as Randy Moss does when it's a sweep right, when he's out on the left end. Just really not that aware of what's going on. But defensively,
yeah, you mentioned our test on the defense, and he's from the Bruce Bowen school of defense, which is slap, poke, push you around, don't let you in,
grab,
no space, grab, hold, that kind of stuff. But hey, he's good at it and he gets away with it. So
I don't know what some of that is that he does. Well, obviously, wanted to get a few things on topic today. Fire off your thoughts to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. But got to talk spring game, want to talk spring game. Jim Tressel, Ohio State head football coach, joins us in the second half of the show. Steve Sippel coming up in a little bit. Daddy, I know you didn't get to see the spring game, but overall thoughts off the get-go here.
Well, just from what I've gathered, I find it interesting. I'd like to know maybe where they've tweaked the offense quite a bit. The line splits are wider. which maybe they got that from Texas Tech a little bit last year and how wide. Not that they're that far, but they're about 2 feet apart, where it seemed like last year they were more bunched up. Seemed to have the, you know, Niles Paul does what Niles Paul does, stood out. Interesting to see how many people had tackles.
Well, let's hear from Coach Pelini. Got a few post-game quotes from Coach Pelini as I was down there, you know, covering for you. Everybody wanted to know where you were, so I let him know. But Coach Pelini was asked if his offense is progressing like he wants.
Well, you have to continue to evolve all the time, and I think that's what you're seeing. I mean, we obviously we only showed a small piece of our offense today, but I like what I've seen offensively from our football team, and not only in scheme but in execution and development, and I think we're moving forward. But you know, I can say this: the same thing defensively. It's an ever-evolving thing. You know, you can never just stay static, and you got to continue to get better and look for ways to get better. And I think that's what you're seeing in all phases of our game.
Coach Bo Pelini was not asked specifically about very many players outside of the quarterbacks, but Niles Paul was one of them. He had 5 catches for 103 yards, a 31-yard reception on one of the trick plays in the football game.
Niles is a good football player, and he continues to get better. I mean, what he had to work on was just consistency, and I think he's done a really good job. He's had a really good spring, and I expect big things out of him. And I think Brandon Kinney came a long way. I think really the wideout position as a whole is better, and I like that position on our football team.
Obviously, Daddy, a lot to be said for the quarterbacks. That's what everybody wants to know. Zach Lee on the sidelines. Everybody did something good, and everybody did something not so good. Taylor Martinez looked good because he ran the ball effectively. He was 5 of 9 for 79 yards, but a couple of those were tipped. That ended up being catches. On the other side, Cody Green maybe didn't throw the ball any better than what we saw last year, but he did hook up on a 79-yard touchdown pass to Will Henry, so that made him 8 of 15 for 155 yards, and Coach Pelini was asked about the quarterbacks.
But they did fine. They did some good things. They did some things they got to work on, and a lot of the same what we saw, and you know, it was pretty basic what we did, and I thought they managed the game pretty well, and overall, we saw some good things, but just like in practice, there are a number of things we need to get fixed.
Your thoughts on the quarterbacks?
Well, you look at the statistics, and you go, well, not real great percentages, although you look at Spano and Washington, the backups, they did throw for good, you know, percentages, only missing one pass and 2 passes, respectively. You'd like to probably see more consistency, but if they dumb down the offense that far, according, if we only saw part of the offense, the defense probably could defend things rather easily as well.
Coach was asked if the quarterbacks progressed this spring like he had hoped they would.
Yeah, I think that's what they did. I thought right across the board at the quarterback position we progressed in each of the guys, and I thought really across the board on the football team there are a lot of positives.
Big question is, could Taylor Martinez be the starting quarterback this fall?
Everybody's in a race for the starting job. There are no starting jobs locked down right now, and competition's on. This is just a small part of the evaluation, and it's a long way to go before we play a football game.
The one thing, there was not much talk in the post game about Cody Spano. The press guys kind of limited it to Cody Green and to Taylor Martinez, and Spano had some good numbers. He also wore the green jersey, but he might have had the best pass of the day. He actually got hit on a pass that he completed across the field. But I got the sense maybe Spano's not in the talk right now. And you can't really have 4 guys in the talk. Zach Lee, Cody Green, Taylor Martinez, Cody Spano. You really can't have all 4 of them in the mix. And it'll be interesting to see when they start whittling down. I think it'll be a 3-man race all the way is what I think. That's what you're going to continue to hear until Coach finally names a starter the week before the first game of the year. Against Western Kentucky.
Yeah, look out for that one, and then South Dakota coming up after that. Doug, did you, in watching the game, Spano, you think should be in the mix, or are the other guys that much better? Is there a clear-cut difference in your mind? Between those the first 2 quarterbacks and Spano?
Well, it's hard to believe that Martinez was credited for running the ball. Cody Green's supposed to be the one that can run the ball. If Martinez runs the ball, Green's done. and I told you this beforehand, that if Martinez can run the ball as good or better than Cody Green, Cody Green's got no chance because Martinez is already showing that he can throw the ball with a little bit more touch. That's what we're looking for. Cody Green can zing it. He missed an open receiver in the back of the end zone on a short little 10-yard play in the ball game. Green didn't look. Nobody looked bad. A lot of people were asking me after the, you know, what'd you think? Well, how'd we look? And I guess I said, you know what? It looked like a football game, so I guess we must have looked okay. When you don't have a lot of things to point out, I think things look pretty good. Steve Sipple from the Lincoln Journal Star is going to join us to talk about the Huskers. Now the 2010 spring is done. We'll do that after this timeout.
It's finally here. The number one store for exclusive weight loss, sports nutrition, and vitamin supplements is Complete Nutrition. And now it's right here in Kearney, Nebraska. Do you want to lose weight, increase energy, and burn stubborn fat? Complete Nutrition can get you fast results. Do you want to pack on hard muscle, increase strength, and stamina? Complete Nutrition delivers hardcore gains. Do you want the healthiest, most effective organic herbs, vitamins, and healthy aging products? Complete Nutrition has the best products at the best prices. At Complete Nutrition, our focus is getting you the right products you need for the best results. It's time to look your best, feel your best, and complete your life with total health and nutrition for the complete you. Find Complete Nutrition just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue or call 338-1-FIT. That's 338-1348.
Look, feel, perform better. Complete Nutrition.
I'm Doug Good with the Sports Minute on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. The UNK baseball team will be at Northwest Missouri State on Tuesday afternoon, then return home for conference play with Colorado State Pueblo Friday at 6. Saturday's doubleheader begins at noon. The Hastings College baseball team is off until Saturday when they host Dana, and Mount Marty rolls in on Sunday. Doubleheaders begin at 1 o'clock. The Nebraska baseball team is on the road this week, playing at Rosenblatt Stadium against Creighton Tuesday night at 6:30, then at Baylor on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You can hear Nebraska baseball on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. In softball, UNK will be at Metro State Saturday and Sunday. Hastings is at Bellevue on Monday. They will be at Mount Marty Friday and at Dakota Wesleyan on Saturday, while the Nebraska softball team will be home this week, hosting Iowa State Tuesday, Kansas Thursday, and Oklahoma Saturday and Sunday. And that's a Sports Minute on ESPN Radio. I'm Doug Duda.
We'll see partial sun and some cloudiness across the area today with a few scattered showers or storms possible with high temperatures around 66. Southeast winds will stay about 5 to 15. We'll drop back to the mid-40s for a low tonight. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 55.
Does that make me crazy?
Tressel, head football coach at Ohio State, going to join us in the second half of the program. And coming up in just a moment, we're going to hear from Steve Sipple, Lincoln Journal Star, Husker beat writer. Daddy, just getting back to the spring game a little bit. A few field goal attempts. They put a few 50-yarders out there. Had a couple punts in the ball game. And then the defense did make a couple of nice goal line stands, I thought, that wasn't really brought up that much. There was a fumble on a kick or on a botched exchange, and team got it at the 7-yard line and couldn't get in. So again, no matter what you say, and we said it on Friday's show, if the offense does something good, then you go, well, what's the matter with the defense? And if the defense does something good, well, our offense is struggling. That just didn't really seem to be the case at all on Saturday. Everybody seemed to do a little something.
I think defensively, when you got 50 plus guys that made tackles, that shows that you got a lot of combinations in there. Who knows how well they're playing together when the guy they're playing next to is probably on the other team. You know, you split the talent equally, you're not going to get the continuity that you're hoping to see in the fall.
One thing that was strange, the offense wore red, the defense wore white. So, you know, and the white has the ball, and then out would trot the red offense, you know, because it was a little strange. But obviously, Daddy had it correct. He said the red would win by 5, and so he's on his way to Vegas with those point spreads. Daddy all over that. He also had the overs at 35.5, so Daddy had the over. Continuing his worldwide radio tour is the Husker beat writer for the Lincoln Journal Star, Steve Sipple, back on the Doug and Daddy Show. So gracious with his time. Steve, good morning.
Hi, guys. How are we doing?
Well, we're doing good. We're doing good. Now, I noticed you were donned in all black on Sunday. Was that in support of the black shirts, or did you have some special meaning with that?
it's just a weight loss. I mean, it's just a weight thing, and my wife tells me I look slimmer in black.
Well, and Dominican Sue is making the tour today. He's at the ESPN studios, and let's not overlook what he did on Saturday. I find it staggering that that is the biggest donation that's ever been made by an ex-athlete at the University of Nebraska. Of course, it is $2.6 million. That's saying something. This young man seems to have come a long way maturity-wise also in the last year, Sip.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it certainly tells you a lot about his values and his character. And also, you know, it shows a high level of maturity that a kid would, he's not a kid, a young man would recognize that there are, like Bo said, that there are a lot of people in his life that helped him to reach this point. And a lot of things had to happen, and you know, it's, yeah, it's that. I'm amazed by what he did. I mean, I am. I'm truly amazed by it, and extremely. I'm bowled over as far as how impressed I am.
Sip, initial reaction after the spring game for you is what?
I tell you what. I mean, you look at the quarterback position. Those games are hard to get anything out of. It's such an individual thing because the players are split up. You don't see you don't see the black shirts really because they're on different teams, and they're not even running this. You know, they're just very vanilla. I think they only ran two pressures all day, two blitzes all day. So what I look for is individuals, and the two guys that keep coming to mind are Taylor Martinez and Cody Green. You just look at, you watch those quarterbacks. You know, they didn't do a lot with the other skill guys. They kept Roy and Rex Burkhead out pretty much. You didn't even see Dontrevious Robinson very much. But you did see a lot of those two, and I really came away impressed with Taylor. I mean, I shouldn't have been surprised because I'd heard about it so much and really heard about it a lot from the coaches. But I'll tell you what, he gives you that dimension of speed that I don't think you can keep him off the field.
Steve Simple from the Lincoln Journal-Star joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Is Cody Spano already out of the mix, Sip? I mean, just the questions and even the way Coach Pelini answered
him.
He mentioned Martinez, he mentioned Green, and of course you got Zach Lee. Is Spano already out?
Well, Doug, I'd say three's plenty. I mean, in terms of trying to find a starter. Yeah, but no, I mean, you need depth. I mean, Cody Spano, yeah, he's not going to compete for the starting job. I mean, no, he's out of that, but that doesn't mean he's out of the picture. I mean, he's got a long way to go in this program, and he could progress, but yeah, it's a three-man race. I mean, there's no question about that.
Sipa, as far as the offensive line goes, obviously no positions. They're not going to say who the left guard is. Can you narrow it down for us to who you think will be playing there this fall?
The offensive line?
Yeah.
I'll just go across the way. I think you'll have Jamarcus Hardrick at left tackle. I think you'll have Big Keith Williams at left guard. I think you'll have Mike Caputo at center. At right guard, you'll have Ricky Henry, and at right tackle, you'll have Marcel Jones. Now, you know, those guys are going to have to win the. I mean, but for instance, Hardrick, will he be the left tackle? I think I'd say that's the favorite in my book. But you could get a DJ Jones come in there and win that job, or a Jeremiah Searles to come in there and win that job. Hardrick's going to have a big August. Same thing at right guard. I think Qualley will really push Ricky Henry for that job. But I ultimately think a guy like Qualley will become your swing guard and play on maybe both sides. And you know, but the big thing is they have three guys. You know, you can look at three newcomers and say, those guys are good enough to play, Hardrick, Searles, and Qualley, and they're going to help a lot. And then the other thing that I would mention is Cole Pinsick, who I thought looked really good, surprisingly good. You hadn't heard much about him, but I thought he looked good for that red team. And I don't know if he's ready to come in and be a prime contributor, but he looks like a guy that can help you down the road.
Sip, what did you think the main story out of spring ball was this year?
Quarterbacks. I think it's really got to be interesting. You have a three-man race for a quarterback job, a legit three-man race, okay? You don't see that very often, you know. You see a lot of twos, but there's three guys that they don't know right now who's going to win that job.
Who does Steve Sipple think is going to win that job?
Oh, well, I'm on the dark horse right now. I'm on the guy that nobody's picking is Taylor Martinez. Now, here's what I think, though. Honestly, I don't know if you can start him in the first game. I think he'll have to have a huge August to do that. But I could see a situation. Well, I think they're going to start off playing two. I mean, I think they'll have to. And I don't think they're afraid to do that. And so, you know, it'll start. I don't know that it'll shake itself out in August, to be honest. I think it could go into September.
So from what you've heard, has Martinez matured as far as a person goes? Because from all reports, when he got there, he's just such a total jerk to everybody.
No, I never heard those reports. Tony, I've never heard that.
Okay.
And I would in fact say that's not true. I think he was quiet when he got here. You know, I think he has a little bit of a chip on his shoulder, and especially when he got here because of the quarterback deal. Part of the reason I think he's going to be the quarterback here is because he's got that chip on his shoulder that says, gosh darn it, I'm going to be the quarterback. And he's got a certain toughness about him that I really like. And you don't have to be the most popular guy in the team to be effective at that position and being effective as a leader. We all know that. We've seen it in this program with Tommy Frazier and really other guys. I mean, I think Taylor. No, I never heard that, and I heard it maybe a little bit, but not. Nah, I mean,
maybe
not to the extent you guys have been legitimate.
Maybe an arrogance or something. I don't know that he was a total jerk.
You're just being totally negative on the program, Tony, like you always are. It's just totally negative. Steve Sipple from the Lincoln Journal Star joins us here on the
Duggan
Daddy Show. Sip, I know there's a lot of other things to talk about, but if it shakes down, we talked about at the top of the show, if Martinez can run the ball better than Cody Green, which was his attribute, what's going to happen to Cody Green?
Well, he's just going to have to keep battling. I mean, I think Cody Green will be okay he's got great. I'm just going to put it to you this way. I think those guys are dead even, Cody Green and Taylor Martinez coming out of spring, okay? I mean, so what would happen if he doesn't win the job? Well, I would think he would just keep competing for it because he's not that far off. I mean, I don't think he's that type of guy that would say, well, if I'm not going to be the guy, I'm out of here. I mean, the competition's too close for that. I mean, I don't even know if that's on anybody's radar screen right now. The bottom line is those two guys are probably in the dead heat coming out of spring. And they're going to have a great chance to be the quarterback come fall. I don't look too far beyond that. We'll see what happens. And Zach obviously has a great chance. But if I was going to guess right now, I'd guess it's either going to be Cody Green or Taylor Martinez as your starting quarterback for the majority of next season.
Steve Sipple from Lincoln Journal Star joins us for just another minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Sip, we don't know, the offense was dumbed down and didn't see a whole lot of it. One thing that was noticeable was the line gaps, the 2 feet between each guy. Where did they get that idea from? Was it, do you know, have any idea which offense they took that from?
Well, a lot of offenses do it. It's not all that rare. I mean, right in your conference, Missouri. Look at Missouri splits and look at Texas Tech splits.
Right.
It's interesting. It's a very interesting thing. It's an interesting discussion, those line splits, because you're reading tea leaves. You're reading every little thing when you're trying to discern what they're going to do with that offense and who they're going to play quarterback. And there's one part of, I think Barney said, Barney said after the game, well, to keep, you know, you keep those defensive ends wide and they got a longer run to the quarterback. Yeah, that's one reason you do it. I'll tell you another reason you do those gaps is for the run game, is you get those linemen pursuing, more, you give those linemen more room to run and you try to counter them off of it, right? So it's really good in the counter game. Well, when I told an old player, a guy who I talked to for it tells me about football, I said, is that a clue that they're leaning towards a more passing quarterback? He said, absolutely not. It's a clue that they're going to run the ball more probably because they create those gaps, and it's really good in the counter game.
And, Sip, we'll let you get out of here with this. It was brought up in the postgame press conference that Coach Pelini seemed to be a little more happy with the way things have went. Do you think that's just, he said, getting settled in here in his third year, or do you think that that's a very good sign going into the fall?
Yeah, three things. I think he is getting settled in. Secondly, I'd say that it's just his maturity as a head coach, that he recognizes there's things that he can improve on, and I think that just the way he projects himself to the public, I think he's starting to realize that that's an important part of his job. And then three, he's very confident in the team. I mean, I know that for a fact. They are extremely confident what they have, and I think it's not any one thing. I think it's three or four things that why his demeanor is a little different.
Sip, you're the best. Thanks for the time today on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You're the best. Thanks for having me, guys. We'll do it again.
All right, sounds good. With the Lincoln Journal Star, he got all the knowledge, people. That's Steve Sipple here on the Doug and Daddy Show. He'll probably be going to listen to Jim Tressel tonight. He is going to join us, the head football coach at Ohio State, in just a moment. But we want to remind you that the guests on the Doug and Daddy Show, they are put the little food in the belly from our friends at Burger King. Two locations in Kearney, 56th Street and 2nd Avenue, 8th Street and 3rd Avenue, also in Lexington, Cozad, North Platte. Try the breakfast bowl with scrambled eggs, sausage, cheese, potatoes, onions, and peppers, or just $1 every morning for their sausage, egg, and cheese breakfast muffin sandwich, only at BK. We head to Ohio State University head football coach Jim Tressel speaking in Lincoln tonight. He's going to join us on the Doug and Daddy Show when we come back. Now that the weather is beginning to cooperate, the fun is just getting started at the Courtyard at Cunningham's Journal. As all your favorite teams are keeping their eye on the ball, you'll be looking out for all the early happy hour specials from 3 to 6. Live music and entertainment on the weekends add to the excitement. And when the action heats up, the Courtyard at Cunningham's Journal has the coldest beer in town. The Courtyard at Cunningham's Journal, your uptown night spot in downtown K-Town.
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and any day, get ready to destroy your hunger. It's the new Double Down Chicken Sandwich from KFC. With not one, but two pieces of chicken.
Original recipe.
Two slices of cheese.
Monterey and pepper jack.
And two pieces of bacon.
Sizzle, sizzle, sizzle.
There wasn't even room for a bun.
Red Annihilator.
Don't miss the ultimate showdown between your
big hunger
and our
huge sandwich.
Try the new KFC Double Down and original recipe or grill. For a limited time at participating KFC. Prices may vary. Pass extra.
Do you want to regain lost fuel economy? Of course you do. Then use your Motorhead. Get Gum Out Regain Complete Fuel System Cleaner. Compared to Lucas Fuel Treatment, Gum Out Regain has 10 times the detergent, cleans twice as many fuel system parts, and remains effective for 10 fill-ups. Where Lucas wants you to use a bottle every time you fill your tank. Gum Out Regain, the smarter way to maximize your fuel economy.
Buy it now at Walmart in the convenient new 2x concentrated bottle.
When I step onto your farm,
I am Dynagro.
I am dedicated to serving you.
I am Dynagro.
I will offer only the best seed for your farm.
I am Dynagro.
I represent a national brand that focuses its research on your success. I am Dynagro. Call Dynagro at 1-800-652-9298. Grow with the best.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys.
one premium for simplified bill paying, one deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by your local Farm Bureau agents, Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney today at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see partial sun and some cloudiness across the area today with a few scattered showers or storms possible with high temperatures around 66. Southeast winds will stay about 5 to 15. We'll drop back to the mid-40s for a low tonight. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 55.
NASCAR's going on. Tony Stewart has the lead. Big deal. Here we go. Yeah.
Got a score in baseball?
8-0 Tampa Bay leading Boston in the bottom of the fourth.
Happy Patriots Day.
Same to you. Alberto Ciaspo had 2 3-run home runs yesterday as the Royals beat Minnesota. That's Dos Tres home runs.
6 RBIs.
That's right. 10-5, and they now head to Toronto. The series begins tonight, pregame at 5:30, right here on ESPN. The Nebraska baseball team, they do it again, 1-2 against Kansas. Now 5 straight games on the road. They play Creighton at Rosenblatt tomorrow, at Baylor over the weekend. Then they play next week at Iowa for a game.
Steve Smith is expected to join us later in the week.
Bantz, the Baylor coach, folks. UNK baseball team 3-0 over the weekend. Congratulations to them. Hastings College baseball 0-4. Hastings softball split with the league leader Morningside. They head to Bellevue today. UNK softball 3-1.
Attaboy, girls.
They seem to be playing a little bit better softball. They lost the first game to Pueblo Saturday 6-4, won the second game 6-5. They swept Adams State on the road yesterday 5-0 and 4-1. And don't forget, a public reception for new UNK women's basketball coach Kevin Chaney will be held at the Alumni House from 5 to 6. Loper fans are encouraged to meet Chaney. Refreshments will be provided as well.
No relation to Dick.
You know, I've got to say this. I've got to say this on the air. If you want the, I don't know, I'm weird on this. I just say UNK Alumni House. To me, it just seems like that's, you know, the hobnobbers of UNK come meet Coach Chaney. If you want the fans to meet Coach Chaney, do you know where Alumni House is? I can give you the address. Do you know where Alumni House is?
Yeah, just south of the campus there on the corner by Lips.
Maybe Coach Chaney, as he gets welcomed into the community, but it just, I don't know. Maybe am I being weird on this? I just don't think a lot of people are going to be, I mean, the UNK faculty and all those people will be there, but outside of that, I've never
been to the Alumni House for an event.
Well, there are some new basketball coaches in Hastings. Adams Central's Tom Schlecht is stepping down. He's still going to be on the staff, it appears. Don't know the exact reasons why. They have not named a new coach yet. And at Hastings High, Scott Rosno, the former St. Cecilia coach, who was now the freshman coach at Hastings, has been named the head coach, although Coach Simmons will stay on the staff. So there's what's going on at Hastings. What's going on tonight at the Chicken Coop, Daddy?
Well, all your favorite sports are on TV. That's for one thing that's going on. Plus, great drink specials. They go on every noon tonight at the Chicken Coop. 15 high-definition TVs await you at the Chicken Coop. Not a bad seat in the house at the Chicken Coop. Hey, and guess what's Monday night in Kearney's now? Mountain Oysters, people.
Hello!
Only place in town. Come get fresh Mountain Oysters from Colin and the gang at the Chicken Coop in Kearney.
As long as they're not too fresh.
Oh, no. No, they're going to take care of it. They're not too fresh. They're just perfect for you in Kearney on Monday night. Hey, the Chicken Coop's going on Grand Island and Kearney. And remember, they got Big Burger Night every Wednesday night. $5 for any of the burgers just off the menu. That's right. Mushroom burger, bacon burger, even the legendary Totally Jack burger. I get Totally Jack to go get the Totally Jack burger. Hey, the Chicken Coop in Kearney and Grand Island.
Well, Daddy, Nebraska's spring game wrapped up over the weekend. Ohio State's is coming up this weekend and finding a little room to get in and make an appearance tonight in Lincoln is the head coach at Ohio State, Jim Tressel, and he has granted us some of his time here this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, welcome to the program. Thanks so much for the time.
Well, thanks so much. When Coach Osborne called me months ago and asked if there was any way I could make April 19th a time to get to Lincoln. We rearranged our spring practice schedule such that we could do that because I have such great respect for Coach Osborne. And, of course, Coach Pelini is an Ohio State Buckeye graduate, and I'm so excited to be there in Lincoln tonight and looking forward to a great evening.
Okay, Jim, we've got to get these little quirky things out of the way. Is it true you still mow your own lawn?
Well, you know what? I probably mow it two or three times a year, but I have to be honest, my wife mows it most of the time. And I'm hoping she's not listening out there in Lincoln, but she does mow it most of the time. But I am out there on the John Deere a good bit.
Jim Tressel, the head coach at Ohio State, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, when you get a call from a Tom Osborne, and I'm sure we could throw five or six other names out there, what's that like when you get a call that they have the respect to ask you to come do things like this?
Well, it just, so humbling because, Tom Osborne was the guy that I idolized and studied from. I used to fly out to Lincoln and when I was at Youngstown State all the time, and he used to let me be a fly on the wall and watch spring practice and got to know him a little bit. And so, when he called, obviously, I know what the Fellowship of Christian Athletes means to him. And I know what Lincoln, Nebraska means to him, and for him to feel as if I could contribute to the good folks there, truly an honor.
Coach, is also maybe a tie in the football sense of the attention the football team receives when things are going good and when things are going bad.
Well, that's right. And one of the fun parts about being a part of the game of football in this great country is that, it's really woven into our culture. It's truly the American game. And when you start talking about Lincoln, Nebraska and Columbus, Ohio, it is woven deeply. You probably never can do well enough. And there are always folks talking 365 days a year about the Huskers and the Buckeyes. And that's what's fun being a part of it. So when it was brought up that I could come out and be at a place like Nebraska, you have to understand as a football person, that's like, getting a chance to go and visit one of the seven wonders of the world.
Ohio State head football coach Jim Tressel joining us on today's Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio. He will be the keynote speaker at tonight's Fellowship of Christian Athletes Sports Celebration Banquet going on at the Devaney Center in Lincoln. Coach, what is it about Ohio that I think Coach Pelini, both Bo and Carl, keep getting bombarded by this question. I guess being right there in Ohio, what is it that all of a sudden your generation of coaches and players are taking it to that next level and becoming maybe a national, I don't know if power in coaching is the right word, but what is it that has been so ingrained in all of the guys from Ohio?
I think culturally the game is so important. And I think the fact that the Pro Football Hall of Fame sits right in Ohio, we happen to have two NFL franchises, certainly Ohio State draws a lot of attention within the state, and we have, great college football at all levels. Mount Union College has been, at the top of things in the Division III ranks, and I played at Baldwin Wallace College, and my dad happened to win a national championship there, so it's just so culturally tied in. I think we have about 750 high school football teams, and it might be like the fourth highest number of high school football teams in the nation, and we might only be the eighth or ninth highest population. So people love the game of football, and they love being around it. It's a big part of our communities, and I think some of us Ohio kids never want to leave the game, so we remain kids and we keep coaching.
Coach, just to take it a step further, can you give us a little insight on what your talk will be to the fans tonight, some of the points that you're going to be driving home?
Well, I think the biggest thing is that throughout my playing life and then coaching life, the Fellowship of Christian Athletes has had a big hand in helping me understand to have the proper perspective. And, while we are in this wild and crazy Ohio State or Nebraska culture of winning and expectations and all the rest, really it's who you are is defined based upon who you are spiritually. And I know how Coach Osborne, has been a tremendous mentor. And Coach Ron Brown, I know, has had a radio show over the years there in Nebraska for FCA. And I just think talking about the fact that proper perspective certainly has a spiritual end to it. You know, it's fun to talk about football and compete and all that, but at the end of the day, who we are spiritually is who we are.
Coach, is that difficult when you go in and see players' homes that you know are in total disarray and absolute wrecks?
Well, you know, the fun part about coaching is that you don't concern yourself too much with what was done prior to a young person's time with you. You know, obviously, every one of us goes out and we research their athletic ability, their academic ability, their character, all those things. But really, once they step through the door, you know, our job and our passion is to help them grow as men. And sometimes when you see some youngsters that they do come from a home that might be in disarray, yet they've hung in there and they've done the right things, and somehow, some way, they've survived and not gone the wrong direction. You know they're made of something special, and it's fun to try to help them, you know, continue the journey and finish the job. And one thing about coaching is we've got 100 and some teenagers on our teams, and every one of them is different, and it's fun watching them grow.
Just another couple moments with Ohio State head football coach Jim Tressel tonight in Lincoln at the Fellowship of Christian Athletes Sports Celebration Banquet. Got to talk a little football, Coach. How are things going in spring ball with the Buckeyes?
You know, we're doing pretty well. Three quarters of the way through our spring. Our spring game is on the 24th. So we'll have four more practices this week, a couple of them kind of light, and then we have our annual coaches clinic, which will have 11 or 1,200 high school coaches in for the weekend, and then have our spring game on Saturday. We're doing fairly well. I think we're growing. We have a decent number of players returning. You know, some people think that, you know, we're going to be a very good team. The thing that we've got to make sure we do is ignore what others think and make sure we're going to work.
Coach, everybody wants to know about the quarterback situation. Terrell Pryor, he has not practiced, correct, to this point? Had his shoulder cleaned up or something?
No, he hasn't missed anything.
Oh, he's good to go?
Oh, yeah, he had a scope on his knee.
Okay.
Back in February, and he may have missed a week or two of our strength training. But, no, he hasn't missed a snap in practice, and you know, he's fine, and he's very talented and getting better every moment and growing as a leader. He's at the midpoint of his career. You know, he spent the first 2 years, you know, unlike some freshmen, he ended up, you know, being a starter as a freshman, then a starter as a sophomore, and took us to two Big Ten championships and two BCS games, and pretty good work for a youngster. And now we're going to see if he can, you know, maintain that level of play and you know, maybe even make it better.
Coach, and then, of course, the big news out of the Big Ten is expansion. Would you like to see Notre Dame, if there's a Big 12 team come in? Which Big 12 team would you like to see come in?
Well, probably the best part of the whole discussion is I won't be in the discussion. Those discussions happen, you know, at the presidential level and the AD level, and they don't very often call us and say, hey, Coach, what do you think? But I would say this. I think it's inevitable that there's going to be some rearranging of the landscape of college football. I think the interest in college football is at an all-time high. I think everyone wants it, you know, to become even more exciting, and if that means some sort of mini-type playoff or whatever, or realignment of leagues or whatever. And I think the Big Ten is a natural attraction to some people from both the Midwest and the East. You know, we have Penn State on the eastern side of our conference, and you know, the folks like the Rutgers and Pitts and UConn's and Syracuse and that type of thing. And then, of course, to our west, Notre Dame does sit right in the middle of our conference. And, you know, Missouri and Nebraska and some folks there, you know, I hear on talk radio no different than you, because, again, I'm not in any meetings. But, you know, I think it's inevitable that you're going to see some rearrangement of the college football landscape.
Of course, Notre Dame would be an easy win for you every day.
Oh, wow.
You know, I tell you what, no matter who you play in a conference game, it's a hard game. I think you guys would admit to that. Whenever you line up in the same league year after year, and it's a battle. And so, you know, whatever happens, happens. Just tell me what time we're playing and who we're playing, and we'll get ready.
Well, the Buckeyes start with home games against Marshall, Miami of Florida, the big name on their schedule. And then Ohio, I want to let you get out of here with this one, Coach. Of course, Frank Solich is out there. They gave you a heck of a battle a couple years ago.
Absolutely.
Just your thoughts on what he's doing there.
Oh, Frankie's done a great job. I mean, Frankie was one of the guys I used to come out and visit with all the time when he was with Tom, and he does a great job, and he's done a great job at Ohio, and got him into a bowl game, and just, you know, he's solid, he's tough, his kids are going to do the right things. You know, those kinds of games are very difficult for us, quite honestly, because our guys have some other ones circled on their calendar, and you know, so... Believe me, my old stomach is in a knot when we play Frankie.
And they also got Michigan and Penn State at home this year. Coach, everyone's looking forward to seeing you and hearing what you have to say tonight at the banquet sponsored by the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. We sure appreciate you giving us some time on the Doug and Daddy Show. A safe trip, and we look forward to seeing you tonight.
My pleasure. Looking forward to it.
Thanks, Coach. Coach Jim Tressel, Ohio State.
Woo! You know, you try and do some research before the show, and then you rely on what people tell you. Thanks, Stiffy, for the great information on Pryor being injured. That could throw him under the bus.
Maybe you ought to do some of that on your own. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. You can email us to the Den Proper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. We'll be back and wrap up today's show after this.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd, host of The Herd. Well, I've been doing P90X for 30 days. You know what I discovered? My abs. They look fantastic. Where were they? Okay, here's what I like about P90X. They never, never fail to disclose the truth. You tell me what I've got to do and I'll adapt my schedule. So far, so good. So far, so easy. Okay, not easy. My abs hurt. A lot. But that's the reality of getting into shape. This is about a personal commitment you have to make. Embrace it. It's a lifestyle. Now, it's different from other workouts. It's at home. It's efficient. It gives you things like energy and confidence. Yeah, I can see my abs, but I also see my personality changing. I'm simply in a better mood. I really challenge the listener to embrace this. It's not just a workout system. It is a lifestyle, nutrition, and workouts. You can call 1-800-301-P90X, 1-800-301-P90X, or go to ESPNRadio.com/Colin, ESPNRadio.com/Colin.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone, regardless of their age or ability, has an oops once in a while. You might take a cheap shot in the back during district finals or have a knee or back blowing bad dunk in the backyard. It's your job to explain it to your friends. It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back into the game of life. Tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy to rehab you back.
Modern Park track announcer Steve Anderson knows the horses like he talks to them.
Another link that I have back.
Listen for his morning reports Friday at 9:35 and weekends at 11:20.
And we come back into the
brought to you by Eek's Office, Grand Island, Hastings, and Kearney. Weekday afternoons, the late scratches. More stories from the track and the Daily Double. Fridays 3:15, weekends 2:35.
Race by the Grandstand.
Brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Reports from Farner. All racing season on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation 1460. And 1550.
We'll see partial sun and some cloudiness across the area today with a few scattered showers or storms possible with high temperatures around 66. Southeast winds will stay about 5 to 15. We'll drop back to the mid-40s for a low tonight. I'm Paul Trombley.
Right now, 55.
Back on the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Larry Asante going to join us on the program tomorrow, another Husker that hopes to hear his name called in the NFL draft this weekend. We'll be talking a little bit more about the draft as the week progresses, Daddy. Any insights for me?
Not yet. We're efforting. Can't guarantee anything at this point.
The draft begins on Thursday.
Later in the week, I want to talk Brian Munson, probably a little recruiting news, all the recruits being at the spring game as well.
Yeah, that was, we'll, we talked the game today. We'll try and catch up with Brian maybe on tomorrow's show, Larry Asante, Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. So that should get us on out of here. It was great to talk to Jim Tressel, head football coach at Ohio State. His talk tonight, Fellowship of Christian Athletes, a big sports banquet going on in Lincoln at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. Tickets are available. It's open to the public. You can go listen to the coach speak tonight at 6:30. Go to Huskers.com. Maybe pick out some information and find out what Coach Tressel will be doing tonight. Also want to thank Steve Simple from the Lincoln Journal Star to help us break down the spring game. Larry Asante among our guests tomorrow, Daddy.
Hey, we look forward to following you the rest of the week. You following us right here 23 hours from now. Don't forget, Wednesday, Loper Link. Thursday, Joe DeMeo, along with Steve Smith, Baylor head coach, coming your way as well. Look forward to that. Hopefully the Husker baseball team, now they go on the road. They haven't been good this year. They're struggling.
Ed Service, Law?
Struggling.
Ed Service is 1-0 against the Huskers this year.
Struggling.
Thanks for joining us. We'll see you tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.